I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Ryerson's official name change to Toronto Metropolitan University, a new legislation to help institutions better address sexual misconduct, were introduced in the Ontario House of Commons this week. Minister of Colleges and Universities, Jill Dunlap, who introduced the legislation, said, quote, "All students deserve to learn in a safe and supportive learning environment. From day one, we have been clear. This government has zero tolerance for sexual assault, harassment, or any other forms of violence or misconduct. That's why we are taking action to better protect students from sexual violence and misconduct on and off campus," end quote. The new legislation is called the Strengthening Post-Secondary Institutions and Students Act. If passed, the hope is to further protect students by providing measures for post-secondary institutions to address faculty and staff sexual misconduct on campus. This will amend the Ministry of Training, Colleges and Universities Act and the Private Career Colleges Act of 2005. These are the following amendments that are being considered. First, strengthen the tools available to institutions to address instances of faculty or staff sexual misconduct against students. Second, prevent the use of non-disclosure agreements to address instances where an employee leaves an institution to be employed at another institution and their prior wrongdoing remains a secret. And third, require institutions to have employee sexual misconduct policies in place that provide rules for behavior between faculty, staff, and students, as well as disciplinary measures for faculty and staff who break the rules. For Toronto Metropolitan University's name, the legislation is hoping to make the new name official, especially for legal documents and student diplomas. Ryerson University was changed to Toronto Metropolitan University on April 26. However, students graduating in June and October convocations received diplomas with the name Ryerson University. Alumni are expected to have the choice to keep their current degrees or request new ones with Toronto Metropolitan University instead. Minister Dunlap said the proposed official name change will ensure that Ontario has a post-secondary system that embraces diversity, inclusivity, and promotes success for all learners, including Indigenous learners. Minister Dunlap and her office were contacted to comment on the legislation. CGRU is awaiting a response. In April, Toronto Metropolitan University released a series of promotional videos to unveil the new name change.
Every name begins as a possibility, a future to be imagined. In time, a name becomes a label, a title, a designation, and eventually, something more meaningful, more powerful. It becomes a shortcut to common ground, a shared understanding. But beneath every name are the values that define it. For us, that has always meant service to our students, all their diversity, to prepare them for the next step in their journey. Intentional inclusivity, amplifying voices and perspectives to drive social change. Innovation, from creating a new kind of lawyer who expands the reach of justice to physicians whose commitment to community is rivaled only by their medical skills. Global reach, with international partnerships from here to Cairo and around the world. City building, embracing the collisions of creativity that urban life inspires. And above all, an unrelenting commitment to shaping a better future.
And just as our values lead us to reimagine the future, so do we reimagine ourselves.
The new name was chosen by community input, and according to Vice Provost and Co-Chair of the Standing Strong Task Force, Jennifer Simpson, the new name would not be influenced by a person again. The 22 recommendations of the Standing Strong Task Force were accepted by the university in 2021. These include changing the name of the university and its sports teams and mascots. The TMU Bold, with a Falcon mascot, was unveiled in October. Egerton Ryerson, the school's former namesake, was a formative figure in the creation of Canada's residential school system. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative